Okay, I'm Todd Maher, and I worked at AgriFrozen Foods, which was, of course, AgriPack originally. And I was the warehouse manager and the plant superintendent.
I think when it actually comes down to the announcement, where they, you know, the day that they all said there's going to be a big announcement, they all bring us into this to the plant. They actually set up hundreds of chairs out in the plant. It's the only place big enough to hold all the employees, and tell you that we're done, we're closing. You know, this is a Warn Act notice, and within a certain amount of time, you'll all be done. I think there was a lot of shock. I think even the people that probably could see it coming, where when it actually comes down to, bam, you know, boom, this is the day. It's a shock. It's a big shock. So it was a lot harder on the people that worked for me. Obviously, I had many employees that was the only job they ever had. I mean, they'd worked there since high school, 30, 35 year employees, and it was a lot more difficult on them. Mm-hmm. To some of them still, I think to this day, have not really found other work. So. But me, it was easy. Because I was in management, I was actually given a severance, unlike the union people. So, felt sorry for the people in the Salem-Woodburn area that were trying to find $15 an hour jobs, which the people who worked for me work in the freezer. They were freezer forklift drivers, and they were the upper paid positions in AgriPack. And so, pretty tough to equate those wages somewhere else. And, you know, at least for starting purposes.
Definitely.
Pretty tough. So, no, I don't see anything else filling in. I think there's a real danger that all the new jobs are moving to service-level type jobs.